It is considered the world's oldest stringed instrument. The mouth bow is a single string, often horsehair, sinew, or wire, stretched across a curved piece of wood or bone. Variations are found all over the world in places where bows and arrows are part of the culture. Mouthbow player John Palms of Juneau, Alaska, has a new CD called Mouthbow Small Voices. Marika Partridge has this review.
It's easy to make a mouthbow, and it costs almost nothing. You can get by with a branch and some fishing line. In the hands of most players, it's a percussion instrument, but for John Palms, any melody is within reach. John Palms is a salmon fisherman and folk musician who lives aboard his troller in the Juneau Harbor. He was a teenager when he first heard this song on the radio back in the 60s.
Grandpa, Grandpa, what makes your back so brown? I've been living in the ground so darn long. It's a wonder I don't drown, drown. It's a wonder I don't drown.
That's Buffy St. Marie playing the traditional song Groundhog. John went outside, cut a branch, attached a guitar string, and started playing the mouth bow then and there. He played Groundhog and went on to learn some of the songs of Buffy St. Marie's mentor, Jimmy Driftwood, a mouth bow player from the Ozarks.
Oh, we looked down the river and we seen the British come, and there must have been 100 just a-beating on the drums. They stepped so high and they made their bugles ring. We stood behind our cotton bales and didn't say a thing.
This CD contains detailed instructions for making and playing a mouth bow. The finished product is about 2 feet long. You hold it out to the side with one end next to your mouth. It's a cousin of the jaw harp, so your mouth provides the resonating chamber. To change the pitch, you touch and pluck the string, bend the bow, and adjust the shape of your mouth. John has figured out how to play a whole scale this way. Most mouth bow players can only get 3 or 4 notes. They don't even try to play a scale, or bolero.
Yes, this is a melody that you know well. It was written by Ravel one summer night when you just couldn't sleep. It was a stifling heat and noise from a nearby construction site that kept him up all night. Jackhammers pounding all night long until it turned into a song. And now I sing it all day long.
Scholars believe the mouth bow first came to the United States with slaves from Africa. The Bush people of the Kalahari play it, as do many Aboriginal peoples. But John Palms is there to prove that the mouth bow is not simply a primitive instrument for playing primitive music. When someone says to him, you can't play, let's say, James Brown on the mouth bow, well,
yeah. I feel good. I knew that I would now.
John Palms performs at several annual folk festivals around the world, and he teaches the physics of music using the mouth bow to show how all notes really do come from one, and how music is literally nothing more than good vibrations.
I got a you. I feel nice.
The CD is Mouth Bow, Small Voices by John Palms. Our reviewer is Marika Partridge. If you want to hear more songs from the album, you can go to our website, npr.org, where you can also learn how to build a mouth bow.
So nice, so nice, I got a you. And when I hold you in my arms, I know that
that I can do.